Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, coming to you out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, Texas, syndicated across the United States on AM and FM, as well as shortwave, satellite, and the Internet. I am Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We'll be live here for the Sunday abbreviated edition that I do. I'm on the air 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, and I come back in on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to take a ton of phone calls today on the economy, on Barack Obama, where you think this country is headed in the future. Are you happy with the direction that Barack Obama, the 44th president, now president-elect, moving quickly into the presidential role, the radio addresses and press conferences, are you happy with what he is doing? Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. And if those lines fill up, you can always call, if you're listening in Texas, 836-0590. I want to go over Barack Obama and who he really is and what he really stands for. But this has to be done delicately, or it only empowers the globalists, only empowers the New World Order through this psychological trap that they've set up. Then I want to get into the Denver Post reporting what we told you 2 months ago. When I was in Denver, we witnessed police staged posing as demonstrators, and we talked to witnesses who had seen police posing as demonstrators trying to stir up trouble. Now, the police have been forced to admit now that they did stage attacks on other police as a pretext to be able to attack the peaceful crowds. Now, we've caught them in Seattle, we've caught them in D.C., we've caught them in Austin, Texas doing this, we've caught them in other countries, in Italy and Canada. Well, they've now been caught in Denver doing this, and the police admit they did it. Do you understand there's a whole world that the general public is not made privy to? If police, well, why would police go out and attack their own police as a pretext to demonize demonstrators? What does that tell you about major metropolitan police departments' mindset? Well, I mean, we've seen cases every few weeks about major police departments framing people. It's institutionalized. It's not one bad cop in the crime lab that frames people in Houston. It was over 4,000 people framed, and they were ordered to. And that came out and was barely a blurb 2 years ago in the Houston Chronicle. In Dallas, they like your car, they pull it over, they throw a bag of chalk in the back, they take your car. No judge, no jury. It's asset forfeiture seizure. There's no Bill of Rights, no due process, no Constitution. And they don't care. And I had a police officer call me on Friday's show, and I actually, in hindsight, you know who the guy was, because he said his name, and then I was Googled him, and oh yeah, I'd heard about him. He's a police detective in New Jersey. He was involved on 9/11 responding, and, you know, he's had Richard Gage and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth in to speak. And he said, you know, I get police to tune into your show and tell them that they need to hear this information, and then you're bashing them. Hey, man, I mean, if cops are attacking other cops and blaming it on the American people, I'm not going to sit here and say it's a good thing. I'm tired of it. I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, knowing the police dealt the drugs, and sure enough, later the sheriff, Jack McWhorter, went to prison for it. I mean, I'm not going to live in la-la land. I'm going to live in the real world. I'm not against a cop living in his house with his wife and children or husband and children, living their life, you know, out writing tickets or responding to burglaries or house alarms. But, you know, I've had Austin cops come up and tell me, we're going to arrest you if you don't stop protesting on the street corner. And I've had to say, well, I'm going to sue you then and make them back off. And I've seen them arrest people in wheelchairs protesting out front of the governor's mansion. you know, for handicapped rights or whatever. You know, I'm an American. I'm a human being. I've got rights. I've got a soul. I have value. And I don't want to fight with you mindlessly. But I know the government itself is corrupt and evil. State, federal, international. I mean, evidenced by this banker takeover known as the bailout. Over $1 trillion has already been handed out directly to banks. It's being used as bonuses and to buy banks and other financial institutions, banks that are in good shape. There's a major Texas bank based in Houston that's going to be announcing it was bought Monday. I'll give you a hint. It has a founding father in its name. And that bank is in really good shape. I happen to know, well, I'll just say I know some of the governors of the bank. And the point is that that's one of the healthiest banks in Texas. So it's being bought with the bailout money by one of the big four international banks. Now let me explain something. You're going to pay for that money in tax money. And you're going to pay through inflation. Now, that is a heist. This is a robbery. This is crime going on. And it tells me if government will do things like this, which our government's never done anything like this. I mean, they've done a lot of bad stuff, but they've never grabbed $1 trillion and publicly handed it over to the private bankers who gave them campaign contributions while telling the public it was to get the economy going again and giving no money into the economy. I mean, that's a big deal. By the way, Barack Obama, he is appointing and he set up a new commission on the economy of the very insiders that have engineered what we're seeing right now. Not only have the banks cut off credit and currency and liquidity to the population in Main Street and to the automakers and everybody else, they are cutting it off, and their own documents are public. We posted them at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to cause an implosion in the economy so they can buy everything up that much cheaper. But that isn't enough. They then panic you and say, give us unlimited governmental power and give us trillions of dollars or there'll be a depression a month ago. We've got to have it today. And as of a month plus, not one cent's been given to any of the, quote, banks in trouble. It's not been used to, quote, freeze up mortgages. The truth is that was all a red herring, as I told you almost 3 years ago. Long before any discussion of subprime mortgages was in the news, I said, they're going to stage the implosion of the economy starting with the subprime mortgages, the adjustable rate mortgages. It's on record. It's in articles we wrote. It's in Endgame, a film that's been out for a year and a half. And you saw what happened because we had spies inside an elite meeting in Canada, Bilderberg. You know, we actually fly on airplanes and get arrested, at, you know, and get interrogated and go through hell to bring you information that, of course, turns out to be absolutely accurate. I mean, this is the real world. I hope people value what they're hearing here and understand it isn't a bunch of phony liberal media or a bunch of fake right-wing media that's all bought and paid for by the establishment. And then they keep you within that small reservation, within that limited area of debate and discussion instead of looking at the wider world and information around it. So when we get back, what I'm going to do is we're going to talk to Robert and Steve and J.D. and Jeremy and Mike and John and Juan and many others, folks from D.C. to New Hampshire, from Texas to Tennessee and Colorado. We're going to take phone calls. And then later in the hour, I'm going to go through Barack Obama. His new chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, wrote a book back when he was working for Clinton. And in his book, he said, we want to disarm the American people and we want to have national compulsory service for all, and we want to have a national draft again. And then Barack Obama has called for a national 1 million-man spy force to spy on you and your family. We played that clip last week. And he had all this up on Friday. I covered it on the radio. He had it all up at change.gov. That's his presidential transition website, change.gov. And they said mandatory. You're going to mandatory even old people, et cetera, are going to have to work for the government as slaves. Guess what? They took it down and some newspapers picked up on it. They took it down. So we're going to cover that. Hey, look, this isn't about Barack Obama or George Bush, so don't you dare say I'm a George Bush supporter. I'm against what the puppet Barack Obama is pushing. You got it? I don't like the policies. I'm not into all the Hollywood baloney glitz. I see through it. Stay with us.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you for joining us today. I'm going to get into Barack Obama later, you know, not what color he is or how his suits hang on his body or how they choreograph his victory speech back on Tuesday night and had really fancy Hollywood boom cameras zooming over the crowd that thought that Jesus Christ had landed. It's that Barack Obama is announcing the exact same agendas of George W. Bush, which was the exact same agendas of Bill Clinton, which was the exact same agendas of George Herbert Walker Bush. You have to go back that far before you find a president who actually did a few things different, like get us out of the United Nations UNESCO program or engage in détente. I'm not even saying Reagan was good. My point is that you can't eat me. I mean, a total New World Order since then, and a lot of New World Order presidents before that. And it's real simple. The multinational corporations own both parties. They put out different PR spin for the public, different flavors of the same junk. But see, George Bush, after seven and three-quarter years, couldn't carry the New World Order ball down the field. National drafts, police state, surveillance, wars, taxation, regulation, control, gun control, disarming the slaves. Barack Obama can. And he is. And the guy, finally, I mean, only 4 or 5 days, I say finally, but that's quite a while. People should have seen it earlier. A lot of even liberal groups are going, wait a minute, now he's saying we're going to stay in Iraq. Now he says we're going into Pakistan. Now he says we're going to keep spying on the American people without warrants. Well, wait. Now he's saying all down the line, being deceptive. And, of course, he was the biggest cheerleader, more than John McCain, for the banker takeover bill, the heist, the robbery. Didn't matter if 98% of you didn't want it. Didn't matter if they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls in Congress against it. Both parties were for it because they don't work for us. They work for offshore corporations. All right, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's go to Juan in New Hampshire first. Juan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to ask you about a problem I'm having. About 6 years ago, when I went to enroll my son in the public school system in New Hampshire, they adamantly told me they wouldn't take him. Because he didn't have the shots.
Yeah, they're liars. They're criminal liars who lie and say it's the law when it's not, because we have a bankrupt criminal government.
Exactly. Now,
the government exists to steal tax money and give it to private banks. That's it.
That's right. Now, 4 years go by, and all of a sudden we get the truant officer at our house 2 years ago. Now, my wife listens to you, and she wouldn't open the door. So he came back with the Department of Child and Family Services and everything like that.
And let me guess, they didn't have a warrant either.
That's right.
By a judge. They just make it up because they're dirtbag criminals. See, right. They're violating the Fourth Amendment. They're violating everything, and they do it. First they lie and say you got to take shots.
Uh-huh.
Then they trigger, because your child's not in a government brainwashing camp. You're obviously homeschooling,
right,
which is your right. California says it's illegal.
Right.
Then they come without a warrant and violate the Fourth Amendment, all part of the vicious dirtbag criminalness. But we're supposed to fall down and lick their boots and go, oh, because you got a uniform, go ahead and destroy America. I love you. Okay, so what happened next?
All right, that was 2 years ago. Now, I call him like...
What did the Department of Child Kidnapping Services do when they showed up at your house?
Pardon?
What did the child kidnappers do when they showed up at your house?
Oh, they were with him, and they were just, like, spying. And
if your wife wouldn't have been informed, she'd have let him in. One dog hair, one dirty plate, never seen your child again.
That's right.
Be off in some Malaysian rape camp.
Then I called him, and I said, I want to see you, John. I said, I want to see you. And he says, okay. He says, how about meeting me at Dunkin' Donuts? So I went down to Dunkin' Donuts, and I got in a car with him, and we talked for an hour. And I told him the whole nine yards. I said, John, I said, you broke my son's civil rights. I said, the school system broke our civil rights. I said, you wouldn't accept him because you said it was the law to be vaccinated. It's not. And so we got to, and I was telling him about you and telling him about, you know.
He said I was probably evil.
Yeah. And so he hands me these papers for homeschooling, right? So after an hour, you know, I get back to the house after talking to him. I look at him, the policy papers, okay? That all came from you. So I spot him. So I give him a call and I leave him a message. He doesn't bother us for 2 years.
He's back.
Now, last Wednesday, the day after the election, he appears at the house again. My wife doesn't
yeah,
let him.
Yeah, color of law, illegally, has no reason to be there, but that you are a fat hog. You're a fat slave to them. They want some bacon. They're hungry.
Okay.
They've got quotas. They've got children to kidnap.
Now, when I called him, I said, John, you were at the house today. He was surprised because we got people that watch. And my wife watches, too. And He said, no, I got a phone call. That he said the DCFS called me that there's a child there. I said that hasn't been in school. And all.
The tattletale neighbors think it's illegal to not be in a vaccination death camp where you learn how to be a prisoner and thumbprint to get school lunches and learn how to be obsessed and feel bad about yourself and learn how to take Ritalin and Prozac and learn how to snort cocaine. So you don't want to put your child in a death camp. And so a scumbag, filth neighbor, part of the filth of America, called him.
Hello?
Yes, sir. So where are you now with the scum?
Okay. When I called him last Wednesday, I said, John, I said, the papers you gave me were policy papers. And he goes, yeah, I know. And then I goes, policy is not the law, John.
That's right, scum filth. No, they want to get in your house to find something to hit you and hit you hard because the Saudis need more children.
Okay. So then he says, well, I said, John, you gave me the policy papers. I said, that's not right at all. I said, I tried to call Crocker, which is the capital.
So he's all color of law line because he's a hardcore crook. What happened? Now, that's criminal. It's criminal when they do this. It's criminal when Denver cops attack other cops to put news cameras on it and make protests look bad. But they've got a job to ban free speech. They've got a job to demonize demonstration. They got a job to take America down. They got a job, and they're doing it good. So what else happened?
So he was going to call me back the next day. He never did. So then I called him Friday twice. He never returned the phone.
You better watch yourself. And if I was you, I would go ahead and move. And then I would register your house in some corporation's name. I'd set up your own little corporation. That's totally legal. And because the little black ops operation is mad that your child's not in a fluoride facility where they give them the fluoride water and give them the fluoride pills to eat to brain damage them and the injections and to be just like the rest of the zombie scum.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and he said to me, he said, DCFS is going to take you to court, is what he said. The Department of Child and Family Services.
Yeah, the scum is coming. They're saying, parents, you don't. The California State Court said, parents, you aren't the parents. It says the state owns your children.
Right.
And we're going to carry eugenics out against you. CPS was set up 100 years ago by the British to carry out eugenics operations.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it's all terrorism. You would have already had your child kidnapped. You just never let them in. Just don't ever let them. Just stay calm with them. Remember that they're pieces of filth. And just call me on the air if you have any other problems, okay?
All right, I appreciate it, Alex.
You don't worry about those hardcore criminals, okay? They're scum. They're filth. And we're going to rise up against them and defeat them. Stay with me.
There's too much confusion.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-4444. 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bio terrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to SurvivalGearSource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. SurvivalGearSource.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, I want to explain something to everybody out there listening, why I got so angry during the last segment. I'm going to tell you one story of thousands that are declassified. One story. The Department of Child Services, they have different names, different states, kidnapped over 4,000 children in the 1940s and 1950s. This is all on the Atomic Energy Agency websites, Department of Energy websites here in the U.S. But internationally, they reported as well. And they took the small children and radiated them to death in radiation chambers. That's your government, okay? And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear it. I can give you over 1,000 stories of them taking our troops into chambers and nerve gassing them to death in the 90s. That was to test and see if the U.S. Army will murder our own troops. One time I had one of Governor Perry's top people. You see the guy on TV with him all the time. In fact, the guy even gave me his card. I need to get him on. And he admitted, he said, oh, yeah, the governor's not all bad, but I know you're telling the truth here in your film Endgame. He'd just seen Endgame. He goes, you know, I was at Fort Sam Houston as a medic, and they brought in the Special Forces guy from Bragg, and they've been in the medical facility gave them shots, and they all died in 3 days. And it was a bioweapons test. They were murdered. You know, he wasn't part of it. He just said they were taken there and killed right in front of him. And they had to go into decontamination suits and clean out the barracks. And you know, that's just how it works. I mean, we have people running things that openly will murder you at the drop of a hat. Okay? And you see, that kind of makes me not sleep at night. That makes me as who's somewhat of an aggressive guy. You know, I haven't been gelded. I haven't been neutered. I get threatened by that, and I get angry. So a father calls in to tell the story I've heard a million times and says, yeah, they wouldn't take my son in the public school because I wouldn't take the shots, and they told me I was a liar. There was no federal or state law, there's both, for a waiver form, but it's a waiver to a law that doesn't even exist. And that by law, they're supposed to give you the waiver. That's really the only law, that if the school, through its policy, is demanding it without law, that they have to give you the waiver. And they lie everywhere. You know, you'll watch school start again next year, and they'll say, it's the law, you'll be arrested. Total lie. You can type Texas vaccine waiver, New York vaccine waiver. You'll be on the state website. You'll find out, and they'll say there is no law, but if the school is giving you trouble, you know, print this off and give it to them. But I have been there in the court cases in Austin where they steal people's children for not giving them shots. And they don't care. There's no law. In these family courts they set up through eugenics in England about 110 years ago, the U.S. about 95 years ago, they would, in my film, we have little newsreels and little clips of the family courts that were set up for eugenics in the early 30s, where they're sterilizing women. See, there's no jury. There's no habeas corpus. There's no, you murdered somebody, so you're going to prison. It's just, we're a kangaroo court. We have men that have guns that enforce for us, and that's the end of it. So I hear about these creatures circling a family, like sharks, circling a family, like huge sharks around a tiny lifeboat, and their fins, and the family's scared. I think about their horror. And I empathize with them. And at my primitive level as a warrior, I want to defend them. And I just think about how this evil is going on everywhere. I think about how wicked this government is, how criminal it is, the things it's committing to us right now. And just how evil they are, how they show up with the police and the CPS with no warrant, no bill of particulars, nothing. They're just there to threaten and force their way in. And hey, you know what, cops? You commit that crime and go with that extrajudicial fascist, and you go to a house and you commit those crimes, you bet you're a jackboot thug, and I hope God curses you straight to Hades itself. I do. You keep your hands off the kids. Now, if you're a good cop and don't go along with that, you're going to be fired. But, I'm not going to sit here and kiss your hind end anymore. It's over. Now, I said I was going to take a lot of calls today, but I have the police in Denver, as we reported to you 2 months ago. I don't need the Denver Post to tell me this. Probe into police stage D.C. DNC protest. Got another one here. ACLU wants probe into police stage DNC protest. And it says right here, cops went in and attacked other cops for the news cameras that first day in Denver. And I reported that sucker was staged. I mean, number one, little bitty scrawny anarchist, aren't huge 6'2" guys with giant arms. I mean, I've been at these events over and over again. Here come the cops dressed up. They want to ban the protest. They want to attack the First Amendment. They stage events. I mean, number one, I'm not an idiot. And we've caught you over and over again. I'll never forget in Austin, 98 or 99, they had the Fortune 500 meeting in 98 or 99, I think it was 99, in downtown Austin. There were these giant anarchists, huge cops. One of them was like 6'6", probably weighed 300 pounds. They were starting fights, pushing people. And I said, these are cops, media. These are cops. This is not us. And then all these cops ran across the street, and they said, back off, Jones. And they pulled those two guys out and stuck two more cops in to start fights and stuff. But since we had video cameras on them, they had to back off. Now, again, why would the Austin police want to stop people protesting and set a precedent to ban it? Why would they want to go all over the city and lose scores of lawsuits? City of Austin is up to, like, what, $10 million last time I checked in lawsuits they've lost? For coming up to people protesting peacefully on the street corner and arresting them, saying you got to have a permit for that? No, you don't. And so taxpayers of Austin had to pay that. Why does the city of Austin police hate the First Amendment? Why do you want to stop it? Why do your higher-ups order you to do this? Why do you carry this out? Why do you go out and pose as demonstrators to attack other cops? Most of the time it's rigged. In Seattle, they had cops break bottles over cops' heads, and I interviewed the cops. They're in my film, Police to the Takeover. And they're like, yeah, I found out later those were cops, and I was ordered to stand there and let them throw bottles at me. Nobody's throwing a bottle at me. I want to get that out in the open here. You know, police, you should thank your lucky stars for people like Alex Jones, because I'm here on air decrying police being asked to engage in crime, to engage in corrupt things. So the message is, things are far more corrupt than you know. They're far worse than you know. And the public are a bunch of idiots and don't know what's happening on average. And I don't know what, you know, when I said I'd take calls the whole show, and I haven't even hardly done that. Let's talk to Robert in Colorado. You're on the air, Robert.
Well, hello, Alexander Emery Jones. Thanks for taking my call. I do appreciate that. Couple things. Thank you for several things. Number one, thanks for what you do. I appreciate you standing in the gap, as a good book says, and finding a good fight. Thank you for installing that call-in number you can listen to, 512-646-5000. That's pretty cool and pretty handy. You can call from any phone and listen to your show if you can't get your computer. Ignore the attacks calling you a bigot because you're the farthest thing, but you're just a man who cares about society and humanity and tries to do the right thing. So people who call you a bigot are just small-minded.
Well, I mean, that's the new thing. You're called a communist if you're against Bush, and then if you criticize Obama, according to the media, he can do no wrong, and so it's only because he's black. It's not that you don't want to have your kids in a draft or compulsory service yourself or be a slave. If you're against being a slave to the federal government, that's what he's openly stated. It's coming up in the next hour. You are now against the Messiah.
Yeah, Obama's a bad guy, and we haven't seen the worst of him yet. But what happened in Alaska with Begich versus Stevens? How did that Senate race play out? Do you know?
I know Stevens, the criminal. I heard him defended here locally. Got convicted on all seven counts, and I believe Begich won, didn't he?
Did he? Okay, I wasn't sure. I knew it was somewhat close.
Well, no, just go to Google and type in Alaska Senate race, and we'll find out the numbers. I appreciate your call. You know, we're going to come back, and I'm going to get to your calls. I just start talking about all the crimes I know that illegitimate criminal government commits every day. It's now institutionalized. I mean, they just commit crime right out in the open. And just, we're dealing the drugs. Yeah, we're posing as anarchists and starting fights so we can ban protests. Yeah, we're taking people's kids with no warrants or no probable cause. And yeah, a lot of them die in our custody, but so what?
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman. And ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hemp. USA.org. Go to hempusa.org and
call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yeah, Barack Obama wants to bring into place what Bill Clinton and George Bush both have called for, national compulsory service. They've got bills introduced for that to make you join the military. The new chief of staff wants to make you join the military for 1 year. Of course, be a slave, the slave master Obama. But because I don't want to be his slave, I mean, you can't have a black guy who's for slavery. Funny, it was blacks selling blacks on the slave ships. We've had slavery worldwide over and over again by every group enslaving. I mean, Rome enslaved mainly white people. But see, folks don't know that. They think, well, you know, if Obama says the government's going to own me, that's great. You got all these people saying, well, I don't have to worry about my bills anymore. Have you heard these clips? I don't have to worry about my taxes anymore. My whole future's solved with Obama. Meanwhile, with the bailout, he's just giving all the money to foreign banks and laughing at you. And he's keeping all the bankers on, you know, from the Bush takeover plan with his policy. But just get ready. Find out for yourself. And then when you finally wake up that Obama's bad, they'll give you a Republican. And then you'll get fooled by that again and take a few years to figure that out. It's the New World Order. They own both the parties. And until we turn that around, you know, all these smiley corporate faces are going to keep fooling us. I mean, look at that insincere. I'm holding up time. This is Newsweek with Barack Obama, President 44 on there. Just totally insincere. But it doesn't matter. You got to find out. And as long as you feel good about yourself while you're being screwed, so what? You know. Land of the delusional Prozac heads. No longer land of the free, home of the brave. It's just land of the delusional, land of the lied to, land of the PR addicted. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in D.C. You're on the air, Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm black myself, and to be quite honest, Obama is a piece of trash. I mean, I have a friend from Nigeria, and he doesn't support Obama because he's seen this back there. And it's nothing new, but I did want to ask you, have you seen Obama's Jesus statue in Chicago? And supposedly his hands are in the same position as Baphomet is. It's as above, so below. And also, if you'll notice,
that's the same one that the famous George Washington statue, where one hand's above, one hand's below. Yeah. No, I haven't seen the Obama statue saying he's Jesus, but I've seen all these headlines and articles in the mainstream corporate press that told us that Iraq had aluminum tubes and uranium and WMDs and carried out 9/11, and the same corporate press that told us George Bush was a great guy is now calling him the one. And I feel so sorry for all these folks, not just black folks, but, I mean, white folks think, everybody thinks, I mean, you know, 30-40% of the population thinks that literally God has arrived. And I got news for you folks, he's just got a different paint job than George Bush, and people better get ready, because it's the same thing under the hood. And people better get ready for the New World Order. I mean, Barack Obama, out of the gates, is going to have carbon taxes, youth brigades, handing everything over to the bankers, more wars. He's announcing he's going to go into other countries. I mean, I don't know how people think this has changed. That's what I'm asking, Steve.
Yeah, my last statement is, if Obama has his truth squad, why isn't he denouncing all the calls for him to be this Messiah or Jesus? Supposedly, they're supposed to catch these things that aren't true, but he's not addressing these issues. So I guess he is accepting his godhood.
Well, I mean, if you go to his websites, they talk about him being the one, the answer. He ran TV ads where they're, I mean, get ready, folks. I've never seen the media so behind somebody. And again, they're not liberal. They're not conservative. People, oh, the liberal media, what do you expect? It's not liberal. They're owned by the military-industrial complex. Well, sir, I am so sad. I wish, because, I mean, on the surface, frankly, I'm tired of racism and classism and infighting. Man, I would love it if we had a black president who was anti-New World Order. I'd love it if the guy had green skin. I don't care. But now I think it's going to increase all the race fighting and all this, because now it's going to all be about, oh, you just don't like him because he's black, or, well, no, look, he is bad because he's black. And then it's just going to, I mean, every angle I look at this, instead of it being about the issues or about who's funding him or who's behind him, it's all going to be about what color he is. And that's why the New World Order loves it so much, because it's the perfect distraction. Perfect distraction, Steve. I mean, what are other folks saying in D.C.?
Well, basically, my coworkers asked me, was I voting? I told them no. I really wanted to vote, but I just was just so down about the whole issue. When I told them I wasn't voting, they looked like I committed blasphemy myself. And I told them I wasn't supporting Barack Obama because he is the same as Bush. Lock and step, voted for Patriot Act, funding of the war in Iraq, different issues. And basically, I've gotten the silent treatment at work. So I've learned it's best not to blaspheme against Obama, I suppose.
Well, that's it. And, you know, maybe you should just slowly educate them and explain, hey, I'm not for George Bush. Do you know what corporate PR is, like a car commercial or a soft drink ad? You know, this is corporate PR, like Diamonds Forever, De Beers. You know, I mean, again, the American people aren't aware they're being showered. They're being bombarded with propaganda, and then they're convinced the propaganda doesn't exist instead of looking at what somebody actually does. But bottom line, again, they love Obama because he makes it look like we're going to have change. Meanwhile, the whole New World Order agenda continues, and I appreciate your call, sir. And you know what? Oh, man. I mean, any way you cut this, we're in trouble. And people say, well, why didn't you vote for McCain? Because I can't endorse 8 years of George Bush and lying and warmongering. I can't go along with all of this. I didn't vote for Obama either. I'm not going to be part of this anymore. You understand, folks, that the police are still going to stage riots. The government's still going to ship heroin and cocaine in. They're still going to arrest people and secretly torture them to death and torture them for confessions. They're still going to hand trillions of dollars to the foreign private banks. It's just now, instead of people not trusting George Bush, knowing he's a lying scumbag, after 8 years to figure it out, the New World Order's put on a new set of tires. They've put on a new birdcage liner. They have put out another distraction. It's so simple. And our caller from D.C. gets it. Other people don't. J.D. in Mississippi, you're on the air, J.D.
The truth is stranger than fiction, my friend.
It is.
I just wanted to run past you a few things. First, on November 22nd, there's going to be in the Fed national protest. It's going to be all over the Federal Reserve, places around the United States.
That's right. It's got 12 regional banks, and Gary Franchi's heading that up. People should go out and protest the private Federal Reserve that is that's the real government. Not Barack Obama, folks. Under the banker takeover bill, they were given governmental power.
Exactly. And me being here in North Mississippi, we're going to be up in Memphis. I just got me a Gadsden flag to take up there that says, don't tread on me. It's got the coiled snake on it. We're going to be up there filming it, trying to bullhorn them. This is going to be in Nashville, all over. I'd like to see it international.
Well, it is going to be international because they have the same private families that own the Federal Reserve, on the Bank of England and the Bundesbank in Germany and others. It is the same. By the way, they're the ones openly announcing world government run by the bankers. They engineer the crisis and say, the answer is setting up a world government we run. We're going to give you a carbon tax on everything you do. And they have all these idiot school kids go out and, yeah, ban carbon. It has nothing to do with hurting the environment. It's what plants breathe. By the way, the earth is getting cooler now because the sun just cooled off. It's a normal to have climate change. Now they're not saying we've got to stop global warming. Now it's climate change. Pretty soon, it's a conspiracy theory. There are no seasons. The old-timers claim that once the Earth's temperatures changed, but not anymore. That's a lie of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda tells you there are seasons. Al-Qaeda tells you some decades are cold, some are hot. Some winters cold, some not, some moderate. That's a lie of Al-Qaeda. And if you question that, the great lawgiver, Lord Obama, sends you to the love camp. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Tennessee. Jeremy, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Got a bit of a cold, but I'm good. Go ahead. That's why I sound a bit different.
Hey, Alex, as I was letting you know, I'm a soldier. I've been calling in on your show for about 2 years. I think, honestly, that even though Obama won, and I don't agree with him at all, but the best thing I think could have happened to our movement is that, because there are so many conservatives that used to snicker at me and laugh at me at work. You know, I'm around a lot. I'm in a special operations unit, and I don't support Bush. I don't support McCain.
And now suddenly they're worried about FEMA, and they're worried about youth brigades.
I had a female captain come up to me on Friday at the gym, come up going, you know, we're all going to die now. And I'm like, yeah, welcome to my nightmare. I've been telling you about Obama for a year, you know. So I had a story. It was kind of positive about something I learned from you. I'm an NCO in the Army, and there's a lot of good people.
Listen, can you stay there through the news?
Yes, sir, I can.
I promise we'll go to you. I mean, it's so childish. Frankly, I don't even feel like being here most days. Because why do I have to explain to the audience, not my listeners, but other people, you know, on AM and FM listening, that it isn't about George Bush or Obama. These guys don't run anything. They're cutouts, folks. They're fronts. We're talking about what's going on in the back room. The big boys, the bankers. Stay with me. We can save the Republic together.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.